G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Now, here's a question, Gowie. Would you play a golf tournament starting Christmas Day?
Yeah, absolutely, I would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I used to train on Christmas Day because the US Tour started back on, like, the 5th of January. So, yeah, I would. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Christmas Day, it's great fun for the kids, but, you know, putting up with family, wow.
Oh, okay. So that's where you base yours on, having a crap family.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be great at the time of Christmas Day, without a doubt. So.
Yeah. Mate, just before we get to all the nice topics in golf, this is a terrible story coming out of Dubai. This caddy feeling ill on the 13th fairway of the Dubai Ladies Masters, he's actually passed away.
Yeah, no, terrible story. Big Max was his name. He was a big fella too. He caddied on the European Tour for a lot of players through the times there. And yeah, very sad. They've shortened that golf tournament to 54 holes, and so they should, I guess, through that. There's, the ladies are quite devastated with what has gone on there. Big Max was a bit of a typical caddy. He liked a good life and really didn't take care of himself physically that well. But, you know, over in Dubai, it's hot. You know, they're walking around with 30 kilos on their back. And, the game has changed. You've got to be in a lot better shape. But he'll be missed. He was a damn good caddy. He had a lot of good players that he caddied for and a lot of knowledge in the game.
The PGA, mate, what did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Harold Varnum, the third, he's got an Australian caddy, Ray Farnell from Bega, who's been on the US Tour caddying for the last, 15 years now. And he talked him into coming to Australia last year. He said, you know, work for Jordan Spieth to fine-tune his game. Why don't you come down? So he played last year and liked it. Come back this year. Ray just said his game went to another level on the US Tour last year. I know a lot of the Australians hadn't heard of him much, but he had a great year on the US Tour after coming down here. So I can imagine this will leapfrog him into maybe a win on the US Tour. And hopefully we'll see more Americans do this. Jordan Spieth has started it. But back in the day, a lot of the Americans like Payne Stewart, Mark O'Meara, all those guys, they'd come and play the Australian Summer of Golf. So hopefully that turns around and we get a few more players playing. But good fella. Was losing a bunch of money at the casino, so had to win the
play. That's always a good motivation. Gowie, Tiger Woods, 24 birdies, I think, in all at his comeback event, but bogeys and double bogeys as well. What did you make of Tiger?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good comeback. Yeah, obviously I'm a fan, and I'm going to say that. But 24 birdies. I don't care what golf course you're on, you're having 24 birdies. And he wasn't sharp. There's no doubt his game wasn't sharp. His chipping looked fine. It was good, good grass to chip off. He made some mental mistakes. That's what intrigued me. I watched. I couldn't help but watch it to see how he did come back. Because golf is better with Tiger Woods around.
Absolutely.
So, I just thought he played really good in spots. His golf swing looked nice and tight. He still looks like he's limping to me when he's walking up the fairway. So I don't know if the back is 100%, but he's booked in a bunch of events for next year. And Adam Scott and McIlroy have signed onto a big event up in Asia for millions of dollars.
So. Well, he wants to get golfing fit now, Gowie, doesn't he? He's obviously spent all that time in the gym. When I watched him walk, I saw a fit guy, but I didn't see a strong guy. He didn't look as... I don't know, just on his feet. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, long 4 days.
Yeah, but you do need a specific sporting fitness.
Yeah, without a doubt you do. And you're right, Slats. He didn't look fit at all in that sense, but he was fatiguing on the last day. He was, it was all hype the first day like we all do. We go to the first tee and you're all pumped and, it wasn't a great first day. The second round, I'll tell you what, he played as good as anyone in the field that day with a 65. But he's going to have to take some time. There is a certain fitness. Playing, basically... 6 days in a row, you do have to have a certain fitness. You don't have to be like a marathon runner, but you have to prepare yourself correctly. So, I think he'll take a lot from this. And knowing Tiger's mental application to the game, he'll be very confident of what he's come up with last week.
The Hong Kong Open.
Yeah, there's not many tournaments on at the moment, but European, I'd watch that this week. We've got our own Scotty Hind. I mentioned last week he had to have a good week. He had a pretty solid week on the Australian PGA Championships. He needs another good week this week to finish off the year in the top 50 in the world, which gets him a start in the Masters. So we've got 9 Aussies playing this event. It's a co-sanction with Asia. I like Patrick Reed up there this week. He's one of the Americans that do travel. He likes going to Asia. You've got Denny Willett. You've got a bunch of good players. Justin Rose playing. In America, they're playing for silly money at the moment, the Franklin Templeton shootout. So don't have a bet there. But Patrick Reed, I think, is the standout this week.
Good on you, Gowie. We thank you for your time, mate.